Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
iTunes or on the Stitcher app.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Alex Jones should have lost about $100 million, but he lost $4 million so far.
What has he got to do with January 6th?
He was on a text chain with Roger Stone, all kinds of stuff.
Okay,
yeah, he's a horrible man.
Apparently,
that was with the
Trump cell phone.
You know? Yeah, oh yeah, there were some text chains with Roger Stone, and that was Trump's butt buddy there. So you know they're all connected and they're all horrible, and they all.
Where are the people
jail?
Who were so concerned about the emails and not the texts that got erased from the Secret Service?
Texts are different than emails.
Emails that disappear. You'd be worried about texts that disappear.
You mean Hillary's emails, and then she also testified
text.
In open court for, I don't know, 15 straight hours and answered questions. Right, yeah.
I saw this tweet that they're
called hypocrites, man.
Yeah. Okay.
And they'll never live that down because they're wrong.
I saw a tweet that looked like it was fake, but it looks like there's like people are linking to articles below it. It said, "This isn't even the funniest thing to happen to Alex Jones in a courtroom. When going through a divorce, he told the judge he ate a bowl of chili so big it made him forget his kids' names."
Man, that's some good chili.
Wow. Yeah.
Man. I keep
isn't that don't your, say it. Don't.
Your, no, no. When you go into the chili competition, that is your objective. You want to make chili so good you forget your kids' names.
You don't make me forget mine. And then my kid's name is the cornbread, actually, right on the side. It's not the chili. Right.
It's a lot to juggle.
That's a good advertising slug line. Chili so good you'll forget your kids' names.
Yeah, it makes me wonder about what.
Here's
going
the deal with
that
scumbag.
Chili.
I mean, he was saying now he thinks in court he said no, it happened. I met the parents, blah blah blah, and then. And then he's going on his YouTube show, wherever he's at. Mm-hmm. They pretty much eliminated him from all kinds of social media. He's got, I don't know how you find him, but he's on that show ripping everybody still. The judges suck. Everybody's a pedophile. You know, he's just lying every day on his show, you know.
I love these videos of him from court, though, because when he's...
With his eyes?
When he realizes that he's confronted with something that he can't lie about, he's just like, God.
He's a scumbag, man. He's a scumbag. And those parents, the original parents that brought the lawsuit, the guy was watching a little bit of that guy's testimony. He said 9 years they've been being hounded by his fans saying their kid's not dead and they didn't have a kid and they're fake.
That's what I want to see.
Worse than that.
I want to see
these
Trump.
Are the worst people in the world, man.
On the stand, you know, in a criminal thing.
Yeah, so do I.
Because certainly there'll be perjury.
Oh, yes.
The guy can't speak a sentence without lying.
Right.
Now,
he can't perjure himself. Not possible.
Did you see
at his lawyers?
Bad guy Dick Cheney calling out bad guy Trump. It's the best.
Yeah,
he did a commercial for his daughter, and he calls Trump a coward, and a pussy, and you know, bad for democracy. Get rid of him. It's great. I love to see a bad guy on bad guy Republican
Dick
crime.
Cheney.
Dick Cheney was responsible for a lot of soldiers dying needlessly, so he's a bad guy too. But Trump's the worst guy. If you're gonna weigh them, I'm guessing.
You want to hear bad guy Dick Cheney?
Yeah, I do. This is a great spot. Yeah.
Here we go.
In our nation's 246-year history, there has never been an individual who is a greater threat to our republic than Donald Trump. He tried to steal the last election using lies and violence to keep himself in power after the voters had rejected him. He is a coward. A real man wouldn't lie to his supporters. He lost his election, and he lost big. I know it. He knows it. And deep down, I think most Republicans know it.
Well,
that's bad guy Dick Cheney.
Yeah. That background music. Is like,
I know.
Yeah.
He's got a cowboy
things
hat.
Have just fallen into place for everybody at the end of Jurassic Park.
That's a TV spot?
Yeah, it's a TV spot. Okay. Yeah, he's got a cowboy hat looking at the camera. You know. Then he goes on to say, vote for my daughter's. You know, she won't stand for
how's
it.
How's she doing?
She's gonna lose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
In the primary. Yeah, she's gonna lose. No, in the primary she's gonna lose.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because because she's standing up for mm-hmm. truth and justice, and although yeah, she's a piece of crap too, actually. Her opinions are she thinks yeah. Democrats are killing babies at birth. She's a nut job too. But at least she's got this right that you gotta get rid of Trump because he's a danger to democracy.
And that's the kind of stuff that people used to disagree on.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
But it's like abortion right. And not like
democracy
or the truth.
Facts
or yeah.
Democracy, right. And that's what scares me.
Yeah, we got one group that has this baseline of truth and another group that has this baseline.
No. One is the truth and one is the fake.
Well, they think it is.
I know.
They think it's the truth.
And they're dumb. Am I allowed to say that anymore? They're dumb? Well, they are.
All no, right. You're not allowed to
oh,
say
that. Oh, that's right. I did see this. Apparently, people are pissed. We talk about food. I'm getting hungry already, and we still got 4 hours to go in the show. But see the Cracker Barrel story?
Yes.
They're going to... you send that to me, Nick?
Yeah, people are mad because they're still offering regular sausage, but there's
yeah,
a plant-based version available
yeah,
now,
yeah.
And people think
I've had that.
They're woke and anti-American because you could choose to get that one if you want.
Oh, because they're giving you another choice
right.
On the menu?
Yeah.
You're woke?
Of course they're going to allow you. Still, of course you're going to have regular sausage at these places because that's never going to go
sure.
Away. But the choice makes it wrong.
Yep.
You have to shove animal fat in your belly to be American.
Well, yeah, but why would you even give that option to these cucks?
Right.
Not only
like
that.
Like, you don't want them eating in there.
I know.
You shove animal fat in your belly, and you wash it down with fossil fuels. Maybe a little coal on the side.
Yeah, they're mad. So what are they going to do? I mean, they're saying, no, it's just an option for people that can't handle meat.
Yeah.
You know, that like the taste of sausage. I've had the plant-based stuff. It doesn't taste like sausage, but it's similar. And you know, you put ketchup on it, whatever you like to put in your sausage.
Right, there's a chain restaurant here in town
yep.
That started serving those Impossible Burgers, and that was a few years ago, so nobody really got upset about it because there were still regular burgers on the
menu. Is this because it's Cracker Barrel and the people that go in those places
yeah.
Are, you know,
I'm
crackers?
Sure, I'm sure
they're losing
that
respect for a once great Tennessee company.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. It's based in Tennessee. All right.
Yeah. I've got Cracker Barrel's statement here. They said they're always exploring opportunities to expand how our guests experience breakfast and provide choices to satisfy every taste bud, whether people want to stick with traditional favorites like bacon and sausage or are hungry for a new, nutritious, plant-based option like Impossible Sausage. Basically saying, if you don't like it, don't order it.
Right, yeah. Right.
We got that other stuff, too.
Well,
just,
I'm not going
just
to
don't
Cracker
order
Barrel
that.
Anymore because I didn't go to Cracker Barrel to begin with.
No, this is my dad's going to probably never be in a Cracker Barrel again.
It does not affect me.
Yeah, it probably still just tastes as bland as all the other stuff that
yeah,
they're serving.
It does.
Yeah. But you're a woke cuck pussy.
Yeah,
my concern at Cracker Barrel isn't the food. It's that stuff on the walls falling on me while I'm eating.
Like a plow.
Yeah.
Plus, you got to buy stuff on the way through because you have to go through the country store to get into the place.
Right.
You know, and you have to leave the country store to get out of the place.
Yeah, like, have you seen our Elvis Christmas ornament lately? Yeah. Do we need to get a replacement here?
I pass it every time I'm here. Yeah, there's one.
I used to go to a Cracker Barrel-like place in Des Moines. I'd meet Mom and Dad there when they lived in Albert Lee, Minnesota.
Okay.
I think it was called the Machine Shed or something. But yeah, there were plows on the combine
yeah.
Tacked up to the wall.
There were sickles
the
flying
giant,
down, cutting
the
off
long
heads.
Saws.
Right.
You're right. Up, hanging with nails.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that.
My aunt used
oh, by
to
the way,
have
that,
stuff
that,
like that all
that's
over
where
house.
They got that. That's where they got that triangle pegboard.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So have you seen the T-shirt? It's on Facebook. Go get pegged at Cracker Barrel. And by the way, they're not doing ironically. They have no idea that pagan is what we know as pagan. It's an actual shirt you can buy, and they're not saying, hey, this is great. This is kind of a butt sex joke. Let's try this. They just think it's because that's where those pegboards are at. They're on those tables.
Get
at
a Cracker Barrel strap on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's it say exactly, Puss?
I really don't want to say this.
You're going to have to. Be quiet. Be quiet.
I got pegged at Cracker Barrel.
And they're not doing it ironically because they don't understand the pegging.
This is what I'm looking at. This is not sold by Cracker Barrel.
It's not?
This is whoever's selling this is in on the joke.
But it shows the pegboard on the picture, right?
Yeah, and there's a Cracker Barrel logo and all stuff on it. So, yeah.
Push got pegged at Cracker Barrel.
He's always talking about it.
What a great shirt to have, though. It is a great shirt. I got pegged at Cracker Barrel.
Wonder
it
why
looks
you
like
always
the Cracker Barrel
Village
logo.
Inn.
You think they're going to put some sort of a cease and desist on the pegging?
They must have changed it enough to make it, it not.
Okay, so it's not Cracker Barrel.
My aunt's house, she used to have all sort of craft stuff all over the walls and the ceiling and everything.
Mm.
And Dad would always kind of make fun of it once.
And your dad did.
It was long ago enough that he was, we were at her house with the family. He's just sitting in this chair and a basket just falls on his head. Like, that's perfect. Like, happy Easter.
Oh, yeah. My grandparents had stuff all over the walls. I mean, just the whole way to the top. The top.
Mm-hmm.
I remember my grandfather got into that painting by numbers. Remember those days? He was actually pretty good at it, as those things go. And he would frame them and put them all over the house. And they were everywhere, man. And they were painting by numbers. You could do before the Bob Ross phenomenon.
And nobody's better than Bob Ross.
Nobody. And he didn't need numbers either, for that matter.
No.
David Koechner in the studio later on this morning. And also, we're talking to Piff the Magic Dragon.
Did he win America's Got Talent?
I don't believe so. No, it was like 2015. I think he was on AGT, but he's been.
But he got a Vegas room as a result of that.
And he's been back on America's Got Talent many times since then as a guest performer and stuff.
All right.
Yeah.
These are the guys that end up winning from that show. They might not placed first, but
I don't think any comic has ever won.
Taylor Williamson got close.
Yeah, there's been top five, top three, but I don't think any comics ever actually won AGT.
Well, I remember talking to Greg Morton. If you win that, there's a contract you're stuck in.
It's a pretty binding contract.
You kind of don't want that.
Yeah, it's kind of like the American Idol thing, where they own you for a while.
They own you for a while.
And I think the $1 million you win is like a 20-year annuity. It's like 50 grand a year for 20 years.
And you can't retire on that.
Now, that would be nice, though.
No, it'd be nice extra, right?
A little bonus.
It'd be huge. Yeah. It'd be huge. That way nobody could bug you for anything. Somebody just gives you 50 grand a year.
Yeah, nobody's after you then.
Right.
Well, and then you're faced with the question every year. Is like, do I get another pinball machine?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, you do.
You could have
those
a whole
have
arcade.
Gone up in price.
Have they?
Yeah.
How about the original? They make one in 1975, 6 or
7? Yeah, there's like a 70s version. Okay. And then I played one there's this arcade at the lake. I was hung out there for a while. It was nice. But the newer version was when Gene and Paul were just in control of everything. So there's a big Gene face that the ball comes out of, and there's like a little Paul Stanley statue in there too. But, Ace and Peter aren't around that one much.
Oh, man. No Peter in my pinball machine.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I saw the story yesterday that Tommy Thayer is somewhere out in the media. He said he didn't know if he'd ever be in another band after Kiss, finally hangs it up now. And I'm going,
how old is Tommy Thayer, though?
He's probably got to be.
He's like 50s, I think.
I was going to say mid-50s to maybe, But I'm just thinking, because you probably made enough money that you don't have to.
That's it.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not 61. Making Gene and Paul money.
No, but he's set.
You're taken care of.
He's set. Yeah.
I get that.
Because he could take his make off tomorrow and be in a band.
Or they give him $50,000 a year for the next 20 years.
Yeah.
pay him in an annuity.
I think it'd be interesting to find out what him and whoever's playing drums are making.
No idea.
I bet Ace and Peter would like to know that, too.
Yeah. Nick, what are you going to do when they finally hang it up?
So
it'll be sad.
Yeah.
Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah.
Was in town last night.
Not good for the Omaha looking over. Right. This is a national
apparently
story.
Apparently it was our buddy Jason Regan who was up here. His bus got vandalized.
Yes.
Somebody tagged a, a penis on there.
No, but the other side's an actual...
There's a slur on there as well.
Rap devil racial slur.
Right. So the problem...
Homophobic slur.
Yeah.
Homophobic slur. Sorry.
Now, the side with the penis drawn and something coming out of it, that was what made national media on Twitter. I saw TMZ tweet that out. Said, Machine Gun Kelly's bus in Omaha gets defamed with this. And so people it said homophobic slur. And so they didn't show the slur, and they just showed the other side of the bus was the penis, right.
The picture I saw showed the slur.
Well, the TMZ just showed the picture of the penis on the one side of the bus.
Right. I forget
what the comments were saying, what's homophobic about that? And they're right. Because one thing we've always hated about stories like this is if you don't know what bad happened, you can't relate to it. And I realize maybe you don't want to put the F word on a local news station, but why can't it be out in the media? I saw it once, and then after everything else, I saw it blurred.
I'm looking here.
I saw it blurred a lot.
TMZ has got a blurred photo of it.
Yeah.
But like I said, the headline,
the very first Twitter page was just the penis. So nobody even clicked on the story. By the way, no matter how you feel about Machine Gun Kelly, I'm not a big fan of the music, but don't do that.
Way to
make us look worse than we already do nationally sometimes.
Omaha doesn't need another reason for artists not to come here.
No, well, first of all, it doesn't look good. We know this is a big town that's very accepting of a lot of people. You know, there's a gay pride parade here, which was huge recently.
Yeah, you ain't helping.
No, but nationally, you know, I'm from the coast. I've been here for years. They think that's what everybody is. Oh, look at all the homophobes in Cowtown, you know?
Right.
Jesus, no.
And this guy's not gay.
No, I know. But you still should put the F word out there. And he's not even gay. He's banging one of the hottest chicks out there, man.
I hadn't seen the picture of the penis. It's close.
That was on the other side of the bus.
Yeah.
That was on the other side of the bus.
All right, let's hear from Machine Gun Kelly.
Like, talk about it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And they washed it off before I even saw it. Aren't you sad? I'm still in bed. I didn't even get to enjoy it. You suck.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah. Apparently,
you mean the whole town?
The paint they used.
he's just talking about the vandal.
Right. Okay. They were able to just wash the paint off.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay, got it.
Wasn't even permanent.
I'm guessing those buses are made to be washed off like that. But, you know, it's a pink bus.
Yeah. Right.
And a lot of rock stars don't even travel with any kind of logo on their things at all anymore.
Right, they try to be a little more inconspicuous.
Now, some comedians will still do the logo just to show off.
The one photo I saw.
Bert does. Yeah. There was everybody loves Bert.
He has his face plastered all over the side.
There's like four buses, right, and they're all different colors.
Does Machine Gun Kelly even ride in those buses? Doesn't he get on a plane and go to the next stop?
No, he said...
Torn.
I guess he said that in part of that video later, he said that was the wrong bus. That wasn't even his bus.
Right.
Must have been the band's bus or something.
Now, I also saw somebody said this woman, Megan Fox.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She advertised after party at this hotel in downtown Omaha last night, starting up, it goes till 1. I saw somebody tweet that out in their Facebook that out.
Did you go?
No, yeah. I don't like that music. I don't even know what he does anymore.
Wouldn't you want to party with
He tried to
Megan
rap
Fox?
And that sucked. Then he picked up a guitar and that sucked.
I remember seeing him on SNL. Not hating him.
Ah, he's not good.
I wasn't going to seek the music out, but I remember
Here's why I don't hate him. Every talk show I've seen him be on, he looks cool. He acts cool. He's funny. He just hangs out. His music's not my taste, in case he's up listening this morning. That's just not my taste.
Yeah.
I don't want to hammer the guy too much because I think he's just not my taste.
Last year, he tried to start a feud with Slipknot.
It didn't work well, right?
No, he made some comment at some festival. They were playing at the same festival at opposite times. And he said something about, you know, at least he wasn't some lame 50-year-old wearing a mask or something. And
oh, that's a good line. More like 60-year-old.
But it was a rock festival.
Oh, don't do that.
And the crowd immediately turned on him. And then the rock community as a whole
Some Slipknot fan put the F word on the side of his bus.
Maybe.
We're close enough to Des Moines with Slipknot fans everywhere.
But
had to know. That makes me like that dude more, just playing the heel.
Yeah. But you're right, at a rock fan.
Yeah, but when you're at his point in his career where he's trying to start into rock,
you don't hammer the rock guys.
The whole rock community went in unison, went, hey, poser, sit down.
Right. I'll tell you what, though.
Yeah, you don't slam an icon.
He's amazing.
Unless you get into the position to be.
And he ain't.
And he's not there yet.
No.
But he played the arena last night. Was it a big crowd?
I don't know.
I don't even know. Somebody, no idea. One of our listeners is probably
I'd
there.
Imagine.
I bet you it sold out.
Well, CHI, it's a big, that's our
probably,
big.
That, it was that, probably that, a good that, crowd.
That's where you saw Greta Van Fleet, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I lost my train of thought. No, he was great. You know, as Tommy Lee, he was amazing.
Yeah, he was.
He was amazing
in The Dirt.
The Dirt, yeah.
Yeah.
He's so good as Tommy Lee.
Still
in
on Netflix, I think.
Yeah, it's great. You haven't seen The Dirt yet, watch that, man. Hello. All right. David Koechner in the studio later on this morning. He's at the Funny Bone this weekend, tonight and tomorrow night. Nick and Tyler Wallace doing a show tomorrow, right, Nick?
Yes, tomorrow at Cohen and Kelly's in Omaha.
And comedian Piff the Magic Dragon, comedian slash magician from America's Got Talent in Vegas. Got a new movie out with Penn Jillette, correct?
Yep. He's Reptile phoning. Dysfunction.
He's phoning later on this morning. All right, come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.